And this is the reason for the title of the message today, Yahweh's Dietary Laws, a pure body, a pure heart. When you obey Yahweh's laws concerning the Sabbath, concerning the holy days, concerning the dietary laws, etc., what you are in effect doing is outwardly demonstrating an inner desire to do Yahweh's will. By doing so, we elevate ourselves, we lift ourselves above the status of animals, and show that we are unique beings created in the image of Elohim. If you turn over to Deuteronomy 14, you see that there's a companion passage. Deuteronomy 14, you are the children of Yahweh your Elohim. You see, he identifies us as being his children. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. And these are other things that the worldly nations, idolatrous peoples, were doing. Yahweh doesn't want us to be just like everyone else. That doesn't take into account a greater purpose in life. For you are a holy people to Yahweh your Elohim. And there it is. That's the key. And Yahweh has chosen you to be a people for his own possession, above all peoples that are on the face of the earth. Should this make us arrogant then, and say, well, we have the truth, and we are holy, and therefore we are bigger than everything and everyone? No, it should not make us arrogant. On the contrary, it makes us humble, because it makes us an example to the peoples around us, a witness to the peoples around us, that our Elohim is special, and he's holy, and he expects certain standards from his people. You shall not eat any abominable thing. These are the beasts which you may eat, the ox, the sheep, and the goat, etc. And then he describes what you shall not eat. And you can read this entire passage later at your leisure. Verse 9, these you may eat of all that are in the waters. Whatever has fins and scales you may eat. There's a second witness regarding fish. And then verses 11 on speak about the clean birds that you may eat. Now verse 21, you shall not eat of anything that dies of itself. You may give it to the sojourner that is within your gates, that he may eat it. Or you may sell it to a foreigner. So there, those who are not Yahweh's people don't have the same status as Yahweh's people. For you are holy people to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not boil a kid in its mother's milk. And we can go in all sorts of directions with that one, can't we? But we'll abstain for the time being. Now let's turn to an interesting passage in the New Testament. Acts chapter 15. Acts 15. And we have a foundation concerning the dietary laws, but let's just examine a couple of the objections that people normally have. Acts 15, 19. This is, of course, the conference that took place among the apostles and some of the Pharisees at that time. And then, at this point, all of the evidence has been heard, and the judgment is being rendered by James, who was the leader of the congregation at that time. Therefore, my judgment is, verse 19, that we do not trouble them that from among the Gentiles turn to Yahweh, but that we write to them, that they abstain from the pollution of idols, and from fornication, and from what is strangled, and from blood. For Moses from generations of old has in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. So the idea is, of course, amongst these new believers who have not been raised as Jews, we're going to require that they do these four things initially, so that they can be in direct compliance with Yahweh's law, and then the rest they'll learn as we go along every Sabbath as the law is taught to them in the synagogue. But amongst the four things, notice verse 20, from what is strangled, they abstain from what is strangled, and from blood. These are things that we cannot read out of context. We have to match them together with the sacred scriptures, with the Hebrew scriptures, that is. Let's turn over to Leviticus 17, verse 10, and we'll get a better understanding of this, hopefully. Leviticus 17, beginning with verse 10. And whatever man there is of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among them, that eats any manner of blood, I will set my face against that soul that eats blood, and will cut him off from among his people. And here's the reason. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement by reason of life, of the life. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourns among you eat blood. And what man there is of the children of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn among them who takes in hunting any beast or bird that may be eaten, he shall pour out the blood of it and cover it with dust. In other words, he's to bury it because you respect the life of that animal. This is a creature, a creation of Yahweh. You don't just do any old thing with it. That's why it's really not a good thing when people throw away food, because you're in effect disrespecting Yahweh's creation and what he has provided for our sustenance. So you even treat the animals with respect to the point that you bury the blood. For as to the life of all flesh, the blood of it is all one with the life of it. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, you shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, For the life of all flesh is the blood of it. Whoever eats it shall be cut off. See, you must respect life. Yahweh is the giver of the of life. To disregard it is to disregard Yahweh and his very, and the very meaning of his name, which implies existence. And every soul that eats that which dies of itself, or that which is torn of beasts, whether he is homeborn or a sojourner, he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. Then shall he be clean. And incidentally, when you take all of these things together, you understand that it's not hygiene that governs the dietary laws, because this cleanliness is clearly not speaking of washing your hands. And we're going to see something about that in the New Testament in just a moment. But it's speaking about something different. It's ritual purity, ritual cleanliness, holiness before Yahweh. But if he washes them not, nor bathes his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity. So Leviticus 17, 10 through 16 provides the rationale behind the prohibition on the consumption of blood, which is what we read about in Acts 15.